Breakfast Radio. This is Steve Shank, and it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and we are in our second hour of the Fearless Radio program. We've been talking to folks about getting started, making it happen. The fact that if it is to be, it's up to me, and freedom is never free. And the fact that knowledge is power, but only if you act. And the fact that faith is an action word. The farmer plants his seed in faith that it will grow. He hoes and tills the little plants in the faith that he'll have a crop. Faith is an action word. Another thing that's been said about faith is when you don't know what to do, when you have an objective and you've reached the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on and have the faith that the answer will come. Another issue of faith. If you're walking along in the light of what you do know and you come to the end, to the edge of the darkness, the difference between what you know to do and what you're not sure you need to do. If you will take one step from the light into the darkness, in faith that the answer will be there, the light will precede you to your objective. All issues of faith, all issues of belief, we are children of a kind, loving Heavenly Father, the creator of this universe, and as such, we have inherited a heritage of creation. That which we perceive and believe we can achieve. That which we see ourselves doing, those of us that are ill, if we see ourselves well, the means will come for us to become well. If we see ourselves wealthy, the means will come for us to be wealthy. Faith is the antithesis of fear. If you fear, you cannot exercise faith. Faith eliminates fear. And faith becomes the elimination of dependencies. The only fear that we can possibly have is that something or someone on whom we depend will betray that dependency or remove that for which we are dependent. We are fearful of losing our job because we need the jobs, we are dependent on them for the income. We fear the loss of the food, we fear the spraying of fluoride on our food, we fear the elimination of our food through Monsanto's Terminator seed. We fear the elimination of our food as a result of the bees. How do you deal with that fear? You become independent by storing food. Many say, well, I'll grow my garden. We know that the intention is to control all production of food in the country so that it doesn't fall into the hands of those who are not properly identified. You can be identified in growing your garden. You can't be identified in having a store of food. So eliminate that dependency, that fear. We have faith that the knowledge that we gain of what's going on in our country can eliminate the fear by us preparing and putting ourselves in a situation where we are not dependent, therefore we fear not. Those who are prepared need not fear. And on the other side of this break, we'll discuss some quotations from our nation's earlier leaders. See you then.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Stranded in the Atlanta airport this week, like I was last week.
Well, Jim, I know that by the sound of your voice, you're still not really in the pink in terms of your physical attributes, but I trust that if we put a quarter in your ear, the old motor mouth can run even if it's not got much gas in it. So
I'll bet it can, absolutely.
Folks, I need to bring Jim up to speed on what we've been talking about. He wasn't able to be with us the first hour. Jim, what we've been talking about is the fact that knowledge is power, but it is absolutely powerless if you do not do anything with it. And so what we talked about was the importance of taking each one of the areas of fearlessness, the emergency preparedness, the food, the debt, and the health, and go through and determine the next step that they need to take. The next step in each issue, the thing that they're going to do Monday morning to get started. Because the worst thing in the world, and the thing that would cause cause you to stand and look in the mirror when this thing all falls apart and scream at yourself, how dumb can you get, would be if we say to ourselves, we should have. I know I could have. I only wish I would have. It's a little bit of an instant. But what I wanted to do was, at the beginning of this segment, for those of you that are taking notes, I want to give you some quotations. And these were compiled by a little gal that I've come to know very, very well and be extremely impressed with, and she's doing a tremendous amount of work on stopping the North American Union. That's the dissipating of the United States, our country, into a three-country union of Mexico, Canada, and the United States. But she's put together some quotations. I want to share a couple of these with all of you, and then Jim, you and I'll get started at what these folks can get going at here. And this is an unknown quotation. In other words, the source of this is unknown, but I think it's really, really valuable. A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. Now, everybody's heard the quotation, excuse me, by Jefferson. When the government fears the people, that is liberty. When the people fear the government, that is tyranny. And earlier in the program, Jim, we talked about fear. The only source of fear that we have is in our dependency. When we are dependent for anything, whether it's food or emergency issues or our jobs, the fear that comes from that dependency is that we will lose that on which we are dependent. The way that we take back our liberty and become fearless is to become independent in the case of emergencies. Being prepared for whatever emergency eliminates totally the fear. Jim, you've mentioned time and time again that it doesn't make any difference if you don't have any heat in your house, if you have some of the cold weather clothing. You are fearless because you have eliminated a dependency. You have taken back control of your liberties and your freedoms.
Okay.
And as you go through the food issues and all this kind of stuff, every single, and this is something that's new to my thinking, and I think it'll be new to our listeners, every fear that we have is the result of a dependency, and we can eliminate that fear by becoming independent of that issue or individual or group or of that dependency. So it's kind of an interesting concept. We cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting at home. That's another Thomas Jefferson one. And boy, does that apply right now. We cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. I got just one more for you. No, I've got two for you that I think you guys will love. A state of war only serves as an excuse for domestic tyranny. Is that one that you can live by, Jim?
Yep, that's interesting.
Oh, I'd never heard that one before, but a state of war only serves as an excuse for domestic tyranny. And here's one by Henry Ford that those of you that are dealing with the banking system will absolutely love. And you've got to write this down on your forehead so you can see it in the mirror when you shave in the morning, but write it backwards so you can read it. It is well that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. And that was Henry Ford. Fascinating, fascinating.
Yes.
Okay. Jim, you've been traveling around the countryside. You've been teaching people. You've been sharing the gospel of preparedness, I guess it were. And the message that we have from our previous hour, like I said earlier, is if we're prepared, We literally can eliminate every single fear that we have, because every fear comes from a dependency. And I mentioned to the folks to write down again the four areas that they need to start their first step with tomorrow morning. That's the emergency preparedness, the food, the debt, and the health. If every family that's listening to this program, every individual, will take those four areas and write down beside each one of them their next step of action, then I think we might be able to get this thing started. If you were making that list, Jim, I've already told everybody that food is the one that's going to disappear first. But since you're our specialist on the emergency stuff, tell the folks their first step on emergency preparedness. It's not going to cost them very much, and it's going to be extremely valuable, and it's the thing that they can do first thing so that they have their next step made in emergency preparedness. That means get a hold of you. Give them the information.
Well, they can go to the website, which is www.preparemyfamily.com. There are some free articles you can download there that will instruct you in some of these areas. There's also a DVD, a giveaway DVD. We call it a giveaway because we're giving all the information away just for the cost of delivery, $5.50, 2 hours, principle-based. And it covers, like last week when we were talking, those eight areas that I mentioned. It'll lay those out for them. You have to spend more time digging into them individually. But that DVD is available on the website for $5.50. If you need to call in and place that order, you can do that on 888-YOU-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, then get set. And leave your order information there. Now, we're a small group, and we have a lot of people. They just say, call me. It takes us a little while to call you. Leave all your information would be preferred. We can ship that out immediately.
Wonderful. Okay. As we look at becoming independent and all, and I don't want to cover material that we've beat on so many times before, but the important thing that we mentioned, we touched on earlier, is in order to motivate ourselves, in order to move ourselves in any direction or to give ourselves cause to take that next step with regard to each one of these objective areas, we have to convince ourselves that something is going to be important enough to act on. With food, I relate it to the importance of people that don't really believe that they're going to need a 3 or 4 or 5 year supply of food to go out there and find out what the facts are so that they can convince themselves, and then it'll be a realistic goal for them. It's the same way with emergencies. As you're going around the country talking to families, I'm sure that you run into the same thing that I do on food, and that is that the ones that you're talking to have friends and relatives and spouses and children and parents that think that all of this is foolishness. Why would we want to waste a bunch of time making a cold weather set of clothing, and why would we want to go ahead and figure out how to stop up our toilet so we don't get back flush when the electricity goes out? How can they convince themselves? How would you tell them to go about going out and doing whatever research it takes so that they would urgently feel the need to get a hold of you and get all that cheap, really inexpensive stuff that is so valuable to them, to pick up the telephone and call? How would you suggest that they do the research? What would you have them convince themselves of that can move them to action, Jim?
Well, what I realized some time ago is that when I'm reaching out and instructing, we are truly just looking for the people that are looking. And if they are looking, then they're at least halfway awake. They may be thinking like, well, I'm not sure if this is real or not. But at least if they're asking the question, we can work with them.
Yeah. Well, let's take this break and come back and continue that thought, Jim. We'll be back on the other side of this break, folks.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders' political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
As much as I can here on his subjects, because his voice is kind of failing, but I'm going to beat him to death and make him work a little bit here. But the fact is that you've heard Jim Phillips say time and time and time again, you can literally turn a disaster into an adventure. Don't fear the disaster. Anticipate, enjoy, and take pride in yourself for being able to have the adventure. And that, I think that's the message here. And we need to convince folks, or have folks convince themselves, that they can do this. And I know from looking at some of your material, Jim, that it is very upbeat. It's very, hey, listen, if you've got this, you've got control of your destiny. You're the captain of your soul type of stuff. That's the way you always write this, isn't it?
You have to look at it from a positive standpoint, or it's too easy to get bogged down. It's too easy to go negative. And once you do that, it's, you just kind of sit down and say, I don't want to do this. How many people want to inflict pain, if you will, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional pain? You don't want to do that, so we avoid them. And I think that's a lot of reason why, the question you asked me before, that people are not, shall we say, involved as much as we'd like to, and some of them are holding off, is they look at it, and they look at it from a negative standpoint, and they say, gee, I don't want to go there because that's so negative or that's so scary. And they then pretend, well, nothing's going to happen. They want to hide from it. That's just kind of human nature, and if you understand that. So that's the reason why I take a positive approach to it, to want to turn these things into adventure for myself and for people around me, is a simple fact that you will do more faster if you're looking at something positive rather than fearing something that's negative and trying to get away from it. We're drawn to the positive rather than being chased by the negative to get away from it. I have a list of things. I was doing a class yesterday. excuse me.
Hey, Jim,
and one of the things I put
Jim,
on this.
Jim, yes. I think that Manny can turn up your sound a little bit. Manny, will you turn up Jim's sound a little bit so he doesn't have to push so hard and talk quite so loud? I'm hearing you good, Jim, so go ahead and back it off a little bit.
One of the things that I put on the list is that there's a very positive purpose for everything that we do. And that is that if we are warned and forewarned, that means that we can, in fact, be prepared. If we take personal responsibility, we can become self-reliant. If we're making provisions for the future, then we can, in fact, be safe. We can have a future without fear, which I think most people have heard the story about the farmer sleeping when the wind blows. If you've made provisions and prepared things, then when the wind blows, you don't have to go outside and try and take care of things outdoors. And then we're able to assist others. We become a helping hand to others. See, self-reliance is a process. It's not a destination. It's more of an attitude than just ownership of stuff. It is a positive outlook because we're not negative and fearful about things, and we become future-focused. We don't look to the past and all the problems of the past and try and count them. And then again, we are able to help others and not live in isolation. To me, that is what this is all about. And when you said, what do you do to wake people up? I don't wake people up anymore. I was given some very clear instructions personally some time ago that says my job is not to wake people up, but to find anybody who is awake or half awake and says, yeah, I want to learn what to do. Then those are the people that we help. And that's not to that you don't want to help those who are not awake. You just don't have enough time to do that. There's not enough energy. There's not enough of me. We can collectively help to point people in the direction to simply say, well, count the number of disasters, whether they're natural or man-made. And those databases are available. There's a Center for the Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters worldwide. They're out of the Netherlands, if I remember right. And all their charts and statistics are available on the Internet. Go take a look at them. You say, boy, something's happened. Better get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that it doesn't make any difference about learning about that stuff. We can keep on learning and learning and learning forever. We've all heard about the students that are perpetual students. They never want to get out of school and do anything. They just keep on going for more degrees after other degrees. They're hiding in the learning.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Yesterday, and she told her story of what happened because they had spent time in getting prepared a number of years ago. They had 12 children still at home when her husband was seriously injured at work, He's a construction worker, was actually a manager for a construction team, and he got knocked off of a roof by a wind and was severely injured. He was not able to go back to work for 2 years, and they had workman's compensation that came in that was like $400 a week, which wasn't even close, but they got through just fine because they were prepared. They didn't go hungry, and they didn't have to go stand in a bread line because they had food in storage. They were able to turn many things off, and they were just fine. They turned the heat down. They turned the heat off in the house. They heated with some wood. That was convenient for them to do that. They didn't go to movies. They read stories. But it was having some of these emergency supplies, especially the food and the clothing and those things they had set aside for 2 years. They were just fine until he could go back to work. It was, as she said, at times it was tough, but it was also great family building time for them to get through. And that simple little concept, we don't know what happens. We're going to talk about emergencies and those things. They come from disasters. They come from just personal things that happen, an injury at work. One of my other students, it was very fun to listen to them here this last winter when I spent time with them. They were moving from another town that was at a lower altitude in the southern part of the state, sold their home, moved north to a much higher altitude area, and then the sale of this house, it fell through. It went weird on them. They couldn't get their money out of it. They couldn't get into another house, and they were kind of stranded. Now, they were working and everything, but they were somewhat stranded. They looked around at what are they going to do. Now, they had made provisions by having a fairly large tent, an army tent, a very sturdy one. They moved out on some property, set up the tent, moved themselves in. And, see, the winter in this area, the temperatures regularly go to 20 and 30 below zero. And they moved into their tent with their family and lived there because they had clothing. They knew they'd be okay. Now, they put some heat in the tent. They were able to do that. But yet they were not living with a thermostat, and they were not living where you had all the automatic things around you. They did that very safely. They did it very comfortably. In fact, this last spring, oh, by the way, they did that for 2 years. They lived in that tent, in that remote area, and had a wonderful time at it. Before they took the tent down, as their sale of their house got straightened out and they were able to move into another property, I wanted to go out there and visit with them because they had done something I had not done. I haven't lived in a tent for 2 years. Yeah, I haven't done that. I haven't had a reason, a need to do that, and so I just have not. Now, I've been out in them for, you know, weeks and months, and I've lived without tents and all kinds of conditions, and I know how to do those things. I could do it for 2 years. I don't have any problem with doing it for 2 years. But I wanted to go over there and spend time with them, and they said, would you come over and teach a class we're going to hold in our area? And I said, well, I'll do that if you'll let me stay in your tent, and you'll tell me all the things that you learned, because they had experiences I didn't have. I haven't had all the experiences in the world. I've had what I've had, but I also can learn through other people because I sat and I listened to them tell me what they ran into. There were things that I had theorized about that might be problems, and they confirmed that it was. You know, here they are living in a remote area. I said, how much of a problem is it with vermin, with mice? And they said, that's a serious problem. Very important thing for you to have a cat. I'd always figured that was the case, but they confirmed, yeah, they had a problem with mice. So you really want to have a cat. And you put some of your supplies, and they went to secondhand stores and got old metal file cabinets and things like that and put their edible supplies in there so the mice couldn't get into them. And so it was fun to listen to what they went through and how they solved some of those problems. They were not afraid of the situation because, number one, they knew they were not going to freeze. They knew that they could take care of their water needs. They had their food stored, and they were okay if they didn't even have work. They had the basic tools and things around them, those eight areas that I talk about. They had those areas covered, so they were able to move into a tent for 2 years.
Hey, Jim.
Fabulous experience.
We've got a couple callers in. I believe we have Randy in Colorado.
Yes, hello.
Randy, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Oh, having all the fun we can tolerate. Do you have a question?
Just a quick quote on your fear quote from that was Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Not FDR.
Winston Churchill. Well, the interesting thing is that FDR apparently quoted Winston Churchill.
Yes.
And the reason that I pointed out, it's a good point. Yeah, Churchill was the first one that said it, but FDR, I think it's an interesting commentary on using that quote during his administration, and then coming back around and premiering the socialist system within the country. Isn't that a fascinating experience?
Yes. Also, to point on Jim's special warmy clothes is what we call them. Tested those out. Had a rough winter here in Colorado.
Okay.
And I would put the pants and the jacket on and go out and sit in the middle of the night. And I could sit there, an hour and a half before my head finally got cold enough that I needed to come in.
Really?
Yes.
So there's one other nut like Jim Phillips out there now in Colorado that goes out and sits in the cold weather just to see if the clothes work. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Don't mean to call you a nut, but I think it's fun. You know, a lot of people think people like us are half a bubble off with one oar in the water, but dadgummit, it's good to know that your stuff works, isn't it, Randy?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what you must do, and that's what I always tell people. Please, play with this stuff. Experiment. Try. Know what it will do, what it won't do. Know if there's something that's more limiting than you might expect that it is, because if you understand, you can then fix something that may be, I'll say, inadequate, or you'll just simply know you don't have to worry about anything at all. That's what these people who lived in the tent had done. They had been building this clothing and using it, and they knew that, if they didn't even have any heat in the tent in the middle of winter and it was below zero, that was not going to be a problem.
Sounds good. Well, thank you much, Randy.
And have one other point for the folks out there that are living in the cities. If you have a backyard, go out there and dig up a little plot and plant a seed, because I'd say 90% of the people in this nation have no clue what it is to plant a seed in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. And there will come a time when they need to plant a lot of them, but won't there?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Randy. Appreciate your call.
God bless. Hang in there.
Now we have Gary in Tennessee. Gary, do you have a question? Do we have Gary? Okay. Well, let's go on, Jim. You had some comments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like to make a donation to your fearless team. I got a kick out of your family in the tent story. I've been doing a hardcore survival with no facilities for 5 years now, and I'm 65 years old.
Super. That's great.
And I cheated a little bit. I run a drop cord down in the woods for my refrigerator and a telephone line for my computer and telephone, and I carry in my own water. But I tried to send an email to Steve, but he's got one of these forms you fill out, and it keeps getting returned, and so I don't have a hardcore or a hard email address to send something, but let me give you out my email address. I've got a 19-page, I just took this off the top of my head, survival checklist of equipment and some comments on it, and I revised it and saved it, and the new copy I spent a whole day revising went into cyberspace someplace, so I've got the old original. But
do you have it up on your computer, Gary? So did you try steve@efoodsdirect.com?
Wait a minute. Yeah, what I got was one of them form things when I went into the contact section. And
yeah, you went for info. Okay, just do steve@efoodsdirect.com.
steve@efoodsdirect,
D-I-R-E-C-T.
D-I-R-E-C-T. .com. I'll give you out my mail address, and I've been sending out copies of these via email.
Okay, what I've you got?
I sent out 200 or 300 copies of this already. I got 200 hits off of one program in 2 hours. But it's Graybeard Numeric 42 at bellsouth.net. And you got to spell Graybeard with an E, because A has already been taken, apparently. So it's Graybeard 42 at bellsouth.net. And this doesn't cost anybody anything, and I plan to go back and revise this thing and do a little better job on it. But
great. Well, we appreciate it. We'll send you an email. I appreciate your call. You have a good one, Gary.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, Jim, back to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's great to hear how people are experimenting and trying with these things, and they can then share with others. And that helps so much, because there's people that look at the problem, as I said earlier, and they say, oh, this is too big, it's too hard, I don't know how to do it. But if you see other people doing it, if you can listen to other people who have done some of these things, then you start to get the idea, well, just maybe I could do that too. Maybe I'd be okay. That's the reason I share my stories, and I go around with my slides and pictures and say, look, it's not about me. I always tell you, I'm not trying to give a travel log on me. I'm just a guy who's been blessed to do some really goofy things, but if I can do this, then you can do it, because I'm not really anybody unusual other than the fact that I've just gone and done and learned and done some more. But I started out in the same place that everybody else did. I was naked, and I couldn't take care of myself, and that's where I began, where everybody else did. We all start where we are, and then we grow from there, and we can help each other do it. So I appreciate those comments from those people and the experiences that they're having. We need to share. That's the bottom line, and other people can help other folks get themselves both prepared and get themselves emotionally prepared to deal with some of these things. That's, you know, in this order of priority back to the principles, if you lose your attitude, if you lose your heart, if you lose your conviction, if you lose your will, then having all the stuff in the world will not do you any good. You're going to quit.
Yeah,
so there's a part of this that's so important in the emotional, psychological area, which has a spiritual foundation anyway. Get those things in place and you can make it.
Well, you know, one of the, as you know, Jim, I've been involved in marketing and training programs for sales organizations and things like that for quite some time. And one of the interesting speakers that I heard at one of the seminars, they were talking about, where do you start? You know, for those of you that haven't been in any kind of a sales operation, I'm sure that it would be very, very intimidating to have to start out and find somebody to talk to with a product and go out and make an appointment and do a presentation and go through the process of finding out if your product matched what their needs are and all of that stuff. In fact, most folks that have never had the experience say, I would rather have one of my primary teeth pulled than have to even think about doing something like that. But we were in a seminar with a bunch of folks that were trying to train other organizations and people to be in sales, as it were. And one of the most effective tools that I was given was kind of an interesting situation. The man that was lecturing said, you know, people ask me, where do you start? Do you start talking to your friends and neighbors? Well, then you become a member of the NFL, No Friends Left Club. Do you start, you know, knocking on doors? Do you put an ad in the paper? And he said, you know, everyone out there that's been involved in this has a different story, and they've done something different, and they've done all of those. Somebody has done every one of those, and even things you've never thought of they've done. And so the best thing to do is to decide to do it. In other words, if the folks that are involved in this can decide to be prepared, then the advice that this fellow gave us would be very useful. What he said was, when you decide that you're going to do it, you go out and stand in the middle of your yard and you take a rock with you, and you turn around in a circle, and, you know, close your eyes, turn around in a circle, and then you open your eyes after you stop, and you throw that rock, and wherever the rock lands, that's where you start. And I thought that that was kind of a cool idea. It doesn't make any difference. But the most important thing is to decide and then to start. Now, just my luck, if I stood out in my front yard and I turned around with my eyes closed and opened my eyes and threw the rock, I'm liable to hit my picture window. But I think it's a good concept. His message was not to really throw the rock, but the message was to decide and start. And we'll finish up on this segment right after this next break, folks, with Jim Phillips.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil Saltlands, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
For this Sunday afternoon. Jim Phillips, as you I'm sure know, and I have been talking about getting started, getting things happening, and the stories of what can happen. And the whole idea is attitude. if we have the attitude that we are going to see ourselves prepared, see ourselves being fearless, being able to handle any circumstance, and enjoy turning disasters, potential disasters, into adventures, that's the objective that we have here at Fearless Radio. And Jim, I guess maybe you've seen more of this than any of us have. Now, I've seen it. I've seen it with food. I've seen families, once they get their shipment of 2, 3, 4 years' supply worth of food, a lot of times they call back and they say, "I never realized the comfortable, secure feeling that it gives you to know that you don't have to be dependent, that you are completely free in one area of dependency." And think of all of the stuff that we carry around in our heads worrying about every day, of dependencies that we haven't mastered. Your area is one of the biggest ones that people avoid and fear.
Will you avoid it because you are afraid of it? Cold weather and winter is one of those things that people look at and they say, what do you do if you don't have heat? I don't have a fireplace. I don't have a wood pile. I don't have those things. And so people want to then pretend that nothing will happen. I taught a class, this is a number of years ago, when we finished the class, and this was a series of classes, it was about 18 hours in length, 2 hours a night for, you know, several weeks. And afterwards, there was this little housewife. She was hanging around, just didn't leave. I know she wanted to talk to me when everybody was gone. She came up to me after everybody had left, and she just looked at me, and she said, "I want to thank you so much." She says, "I used to hate winter." And she said it with passion. She said, "I just hated winter. But," she says, "you know, I can't wait for next winter to come. I'm so excited for the cold to come," because she had an understanding of what she could do to prepare herself for it. I don't know what happened about that. I never saw her again. But it was just a concept, at least, where you had the information that said you could make a difference. Now then, there's dozens, hundreds of other students as we've talked. And it's been the same thing, like our first person that commented about being able to go outside and just sit in the cold and see how it is. I've got dozens of people that have got back with me and said, you know, winter is just not a problem. If I lose my heat in my house, it's not a problem. If for some reason my heat gets turned off in my house, it's just inconvenient. But it's not life-threatening, and it's not even going to be uncomfortable. This is not about becoming tough. This is about becoming educated, becoming smart, becoming committed, becoming dedicated, and rather than just being tough and put up with misery and suffering. I tried misery and suffering before, and it's just not what it's cracked up to be.
Jim, give your information so folks can get this direction that they so sorely need, would you?
Well, webpage is preparemyfamily.com, www.preparemyfamily.com. Toll-free number, 888-U-GET-SET. That's the letter U, and then get set. Leave your information there to place an order for the $5.50 giveaway DVD, 2 hours of principles.
And for the J. Michael Stevens Group, efoodsdirect.com, and 800-409-5633. That's the information on food supplies and debt-free strategies. And remember, folks, as you live your life this next week, get going at the first action on all four of these areas to be free and independent and fearless. And remember one thing, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. Next week.